As soon as this lamentable factor in the presence of the three brain beings breeding on the planet Earth was ascertained, a corresponding sacred individual was sent here with the all-gracious sanction of our common Father, so that having been coated with a presence like your own, and having perfected himself by objective reason in the conditions already established on Earth, he might indicate the way and show you how to uproot from your presence the already crystallized consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabhava, as well as your inherited predisposition to new crystallizations. During the period when this sacred individual, coated with a presence like your own, and already at the age of a responsible terrestrial three-centered being, was personally guiding the ordinary process of being existence of your ancestors, many of them did indeed free themselves completely from the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabhava, and thereby acquired being for themselves personally, or became normal sources for the arising of a normal presence in future beings like themselves. But even before this sacred individual's appearance here, owing to the many abnormal conditions of ordinary existence created by you, the duration of your existence had become unnaturally short, and consequently, the process of the sacred Rasguarno had to occur very early to this sacred individual also. That is to say, he too, like yourselves, had to die prematurely without having time to accomplish the task assigned to him. After his death, everything gradually became as it had been before, partly due to the same abnormal conditions of ordinary being existence, and partly to that maleficent property in your psyche called wiseacring. Thanks to this property in your psyche, the beings here, even of the second generation after the contemporaries of this sacred individual sent from above, gradually began to change everything he had explained and indicated, until ultimately the whole of his teaching was completely destroyed. Again and again the same action was taken by the Most High Common Cosmic Final Results, and each time with the same fruitless outcome. And now, in this present period of the flow of time, when the abnormal existence of the three brain beings of the Earth, particularly of those on that part of its surface called Pearlland, is becoming a serious hindrance to the normal, harmonious existence of the whole of this solar system, my essence is manifested among you from above in order that here on the spot, together with your own essences, and in the already established conditions, it may look for some way to uproot from your common presences those consequences still existing in you, owing to the lack of foresight on the part of certain most saintly cosmic final results. After this, by means of various talks with them, Saint Buddha first clarified for himself, and then explained to the others how the process of their existence should be conducted, and in what order their positive part should consciously guide the manifestations of their unconscious parts, so that the crystallized consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabhava, and also the inherited predisposition to them, might gradually disappear from their common presence. And indeed, as my detailed research made clear to me, during the period when the inner psyche of the beings on that part of the surface of the Earth was guided by this genuine messenger from above, Saint Buddha, those consequences, so maleficent for them, once more began to disappear from the presences of many of them. But to the sorrow of every individual with pure reason of any gradation whatever, and to the misfortune of the three-brained beings of all succeeding generations who arise on that planet, the first descendants of the contemporaries of this genuine messenger from above, Saint Buddha, fell victim to that evil property of their psyche, namely wiseacring, still one of the chief results of the abnormally established conditions of ordinary being existence there, and began to wiseacre about all his indications and counsels. And this time, to super-wiseacre so thoroughly that all that reached the beings of the third and fourth generations who arise on that planet was what our Honorable Mullah Nasr ad-Din defines by the words, only information about its specific smell. Little by little, they so completely changed these indications and counsels of his that should their saintly author reappear there and for some reason or other wish to learn about them, he would never even suspect that he himself had given these indications and counsels. Here I cannot refrain from expressing my essence grief at that strange practice of your favorites, which in the course of many of their centuries has gradually become, as it were, lawful in the process of their ordinary existence. This peculiar practice, already firmly established there, served to distort all the true indications and exact counsels of Saint Buddha, and thus created yet another factor for the dilution of their psyche. The chief characteristic of this long-standing habit is that a small, sometimes quite trifling cause is enough to change for the worse or even completely destroy any good outer or inner temple of ordinary existence. Good, that is, in the objective sense of the word. Certain details of the arising of the trivial cause that led to the distortion of the true explanations and indications of this genuine messenger from above, Saint Buddha, may provide you with excellent material for a better sensing and understanding of the strangeness of the psyche of those three-brained beings who have taken your fancy. And so I shall speak of this at length and explain the exact sequence in which this peculiar practice arose and was manifested there, bringing about a certain sad misunderstanding, particularly in evidence today. I must tell you that I cleared up this misunderstanding long after the period to which my present tale refers, namely, during my sixth descent there, when it became necessary, in connection with a question concerning the saintly Ashiata Shiamash, about whom I shall soon tell you, to investigate a certain fact about the activities of that genuine messenger from above, Saint Buddha. As it turned out, the source of the lamentable misunderstanding was unfortunately certain authentic words spoken by Saint Buddha himself. One day, while instructing some of his closest initiates, Saint Buddha spoke in very precise terms about a means for the possible destruction in their nature of the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabhava transmitted to them by heredity. Among the things he said to them was this: one of the best means of rendering ineffective the predisposition in your nature to crystallize the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabhava is intentional suffering. and the greatest intentional suffering can be obtained in our presences by compelling ourselves to endure the displeasing manifestations of others toward ourselves. This explanation of Saint Buddha, along with other definite indications of his, were circulated among the ordinary beings there through his closest initiates. And after he had undergone the process of the sacred Rascuano, it began to pass from generation to generation. As I have already told you, my boy, from the time of the loss of Atlantis, the property called the psycho-organic need to Wiseacre had become fixed in the psyche of your favorites. And so, to the misfortune of all ordinary three-centered beings of that period and of all succeeding generations up to the present, the beings of the second and third generations after Saint Buddha began to wiseacre and super-wiseacre about this counsel of his. As a result, the very definite notion became fixed in their presences and also passed from generation to generation that this endurance could be produced only in solitude. Here the strangeness of the psyche of your favorites showed itself, as it still does today, in their failure to grasp the obvious fact. Obvious, that is, to any more or less sane reason, that in advising them to practice that kind of endurance, the divine teacher, Saint Buddha, meant, of course, that they should do so while continuing to exist among beings like themselves. And he advised this in order that by frequently producing this sacred being actualization toward the displeasing manifestations of others, there might be evoked in them what are called trentrudianos, or, as they would say, the chemical-physical results that engender in the presence of every three-centered being those being data necessary for the arising of one of the three holy forces of the sacred being Triyamasikamno. And in beings, this holy force always becomes affirming toward all the denying properties already present in them. Well, my boy, from the time when the mentioned definite notion had taken root, certain of your favorites deliberately withdrew themselves from the established conditions of ordinary being existence, in the midst of which their predisposition to the crystallization of the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabhava had become more intense in their presences. Yet, of course, as the divine teacher Buddha had foreseen, it was in those conditions alone that this endurance of the manifestations of others displeasing to themselves could crystallize in their presences those actualizations of park dog duty required from all three-centered beings in general, without which self-perfecting is impossible. And so, for the sake of this famous suffering of theirs, many of the three-centered beings of that planet, either singly or in groups, that is, with others who thought as they did, began to withdraw from the society of their fellow beings. They even founded special colonies for this purpose, where, although existing together, they nevertheless arranged everything so as to produce this endurance of theirs in solitude. It was then that their famous monasteries first came into existence, which continue down to the present day, and where certain of your favorites go, as they say, to save their souls.